Straight Talk. Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070. Now, Straight Talk. Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you. You know, this is going to be a great show. I'm so excited because we have all kinds of things. And if you need help in any way with travel ideas, bucket list ideas, how to get your body back in shape, just sit back, get a cup of coffee because this is the show for you. I'm really excited about our first guest, Dawn Jackson-Blattner. I saw her on Anderson Show, which is on our own CTV Vancouver Island. And she was so great. I contacted her and I'm so lucky she's here today. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Good morning, Dawn. Now, I thought you were so inspirational on that show because, you know, lots of times nutritionists have sort of strict policies maybe, and you had some great ideas that I hadn't heard before, like event motivation, which is something I always thought was a good idea, but it's not a bad idea if you want to maybe lose a few pounds and have a target date.
You know, if you think about it, I mean, most people know what to do when it comes to eating healthy or exercise, but it's the doing that's the hard part, right? Knowing is not the issue. It's the doing part. And so really sort of lighting that fire and motivating, it's very individualized. But, you know, I do find that using a calendar and plotting a date, whether it's, you know, meeting college girlfriends or whether it's a shopping trip for a bathing suit,
yeah,
or whether it's a 5K in your local community, you know, having something on the calendar like an event motivation is, it's important for a lot of us when it comes to, you know, eating right and exercise.
Because that's the thing in life, right? We all want to have something to look forward to, whether it's a trip you're going on. So having that motivation, you know, is a reward.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's really like the first step is, you know, when you want to make a lifestyle change is really sort of looking within and figuring out, you know, why are you going to go through all this work? Because change is hard. And so, you know, making sure that you're doing it for reasons that are fun and motivational and positive, as opposed to how a lot of people go into lifestyle change and sort of, you know, not liking the way they look or negative thinking, you know, that's never motivating. It's that sort of positive stuff that really at the end of the day is the pick-me-up to get you going and keep you going.
And I think that's the thing about you, Dawn, is you're really positive. Now, you live in Chicago and you have lots of books and you are a speaker and you're well-known. People have seen you on lots of different shows. Tell me about Anderson. How is he? Was he cute as he looks?
Yeah, you know, it was a really fun show for me to do because it was about not willpower, but environmental control, like controlling your environment, setting up your fridge to work for you instead of against you, setting your house up to work for you instead of against you. And I had the opportunity to look inside Anderson Cooper's refrigerator, and he got a little scolded by me, in fact, because he had no food. It was mostly condiments.
It was pretty funny because he said he had beer, but he doesn't really drink, and in case people drop over, but he doesn't invite anybody over.
So. Right, yes, exactly. So, you know, so I said, you know, it wouldn't hurt you to have a couple of cut-up veggies at eye level in the fridge so when you come home you can just grab them and munch, or, you know, even a bowl of fruit, you know, like some grapes or some sliced apples or something, you know. So, so I don't know, maybe one of these days I'll look back in his fridge and see he's got some produce somewhere in there.
And I'm sure you'll be back on that show because it was so popular, and you can look on Anderson's website and see Dawn's interviews. Also, Dawn has a website and you can look up all the stuff she does. The fridge reorg was great. I was telling my husband about it, the RIP drawer, the rest in peace for the veg, that, you know, you say put all your bad stuff there and cut up the veg, put them eye level. Don't let it be the, you know, the drawer you don't look at.
So, you know, I see patients, and one-on-one visits really are my inspiration for things that I do, like my books or my magazine articles, because it's, you know, real-life people going through real struggles. And, you know, endlessly I see that time is a big barrier for all of us to get healthy and stay healthy, because, you know, we're all sort of time-crunched. And so if there's anything that you can do to organize your world to make it easy for you to be healthy, that's the way to go. And so eye level in the fridge, you open the fridge, the first thing that jumps out at you is what you're going to eat. I call it proximity power. That the power of proximity is really more powerful than almost anything in your environment. So if you can keep what you see first, like fruits and vegetables, you know, pre-cut, easy to grab, you are more likely to eat them than if you have to bend over, reach into the drawer, pull out a bag of vegetables, go to the sink and wash them, then cut them. I mean, at the end of the day, not a lot of us have energy to do all of those steps. So no, the easier the better.
And speaking of which, so Saturday morning, I know you're a mom and you're busy and you have a career. What did you have for breakfast?
Oh, well, today is actually a birthday celebration for me, and I'm over at my parents' house.
Is it your birthday?
Yes, maybe two days ago.
So, happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. And so we had a birthday breakfast, which was whole grain toast, scrambled eggs, which are one of my favorites, and this most amazing fruit salad. You know, I get very excited about my birthday being sort of on the cusp of almost spring. So, you know, when you get to the grocery store, there's a little bit more selection when it comes to the beautiful produce of the fruit salad. So that was my request for a birthday breakfast, and it was delicious.
Well, and I see on your website, your family means a lot to you, and you grew up looking at what food does for people and how it can motivate people and change people. Tell us about your upbringing, Dawn, and how that affected your choice for a career.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, my parents were sort of on the cutting edge of when the 1980s, you know, rolled around. They were into, like, the fat-free movement or even just paying attention to what they put in their body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I sort of was surrounded by interesting information about nutrition. But it wasn't really until, you know, I got to college and I heard the best career advice that I could ever give. I give it to all the interns that phone me and ask to work with me. I say, listen, whatever you like to do in your spare time is what you should do for a career. So in my spare time, I used to cook out of a vegetarian recipe and hang out at the health store and read health magazines. And so, you know, when I talk to a counselor about, you know, what would somebody do with all of those interests, a registered dietitian is how I got into the field, because it's just basically what I love to do in my spare time is play around with what I really consider the power and the magic of food. What you put in your body can absolutely, without a doubt, change how you look, how you feel, how you act. I mean, it's just amazing to me.
And isn't that the best, though, to be doing something that you love to do, so it's not even a job, because it's just natural to you?
Yeah, I think the only sort of weak link in that plan is that I don't know where fun starts and my job begins. So I might be considered like a workaholic and having an imbalance of, you know, work and play. But you're right. I mean, I have so much fun doing what I do, and, you know, writing articles for magazines or getting props ready for a TV show. That, yeah, it all sort of blends together.
And how do you, because you are doing so many things, Dawn, how do you kind of find that balance with you know, having a family?
You know what? I actually get them involved in a lot of the work projects that I do. So we'll be, you know, if I'm testing recipes for a book, I will not test them alone. You know, I will have my stepson and my husband and even my parents and brother and everybody try the things that I'm doing. So, you know, I kind of make them work, I guess. I guess that's how you do it.
I saw from your pictures, it looks like you have a pretty fun life.
You know what? It is a lot of fun, and I really thank a lot of how much energy I have to have a fun life to the foods that I choose. I mean, I know if there's just a couple of days that I'm away, that I'm not eating all the produce and all the whole grains and all, like, the lean proteins and my plant-based diet that I like, I really can feel a sluggish difference. I can feel more cloudy, and, you know, and I want to go to bed earlier. And, you know, choosing those healthy foods, I mean, as, you know, crazy as it sounds, because this is my career and I guess I am biased, but I really feel like I get more out of every single day because of the foods that I choose. So, I feel very lucky.
It's your fuel. When we come back, Dawn, I want to talk about, you know, it's Nutrition Awareness Month in March.
Yes, National Nutrition Month.
So so we want to talk a little bit about, you know, snacking, portion control, some ideas for what we can eat day to day. Back in a minute with Dawn.
Never know what you're going to learn on CFAX, like the cost benefit of hiring goats to eat your weeds.
The cost is less than what it would be for spraying and for hand pulling it.
Afternoons with Ryan Price on CFAX 1070.
You're an avid golfer, active and outdoorsy. Even in this mild and rainy climate, the sun is taking its toll on your unprotected skin. Hi, I'm Dr. Harlow Hollis, Medical Director of Dermaspa. Sun exposure can prematurely age the skin and lead to precancerous skin conditions. At Dermaspa, we use laser technology and medical-grade skincare products that can safely and easily remove pigmentation and even out skin tones. Book your consultation and find out why the Dermaspa experience is all about you.
For more information, call 598-6968 or visit us online at dermaspa.ca.
Hi, this is Barry Bowman for Ross Place Retirement Residence. As you may know, Ross Place has completed a major renovation. They currently have suites starting at only $1,950 a month, including all meals. So if you or a member of your family are considering moving to a retirement residence, take a tour of Ross Place, and you'll be very surprised by the great room, movie theater, billiards room, and more. Respite suites are also available for $75 a day, including all meals. Call now to arrange a personal tour.
think of the selection, the expertise. At Sawyer Sewing Center, there's a lot to think about. Sawyer Sewing Center carries all the major brands of sewing machines. Janome, Babylock, Fab, Bernina, and Elna. They have a full line of sewing machine cabinets to fit all brands. And Sawyer Sewing Center stocks a huge selection of thread and notions. Got sewing on your mind? Check online for their latest sewing classes at SawyerSewing.com on Douglas across from Uptown.
Sawyer Sewing Center.
Like us on Facebook.
Victoria's biggest furniture sale of 2012 is underway as Generation Furniture prepares to close their doors forever. The complete liquidation of Generation Furniture's 40,000 square foot showroom will save you up to 70%. Everything must be sold. Now's the time to get the new furniture you want at a fraction of what you thought you'd pay. Quality leather furniture, bedroom and dining room suites, reclining furniture, it all must be sold. The price on every item at Generation Furniture has been slashed for immediate sale as this store prepares to close forever. Shop early for the very best selection. Generation Furniture, behind the Shore Mall in Langford.
We are back with Dawn Jackson-Blattner. She is in Chicago. She's a registered dietitian, and she's got great advice, and it's March is National Awareness Month for Nutrition. So, Dawn, you know what? I know you have different books out, Flexitarianism, Carb Lovers?
Yeah. My real baby is the flexitarian diet. And, you know, flexitarian is the combination of two words, flexible and vegetarian. And so, you know, every research article I've ever read about the power of nutrition really pushes us to a more plant-based diet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I found that, you know, people really do struggle with being pure vegetarians. Mm-hmm. And a very, very small percentage of the population can actually, you know, swear off, meat and animal products altogether. So what flexible in front of the word means is that, you know, you can still eat a plant-based diet, but you don't have to do it 100% of the time. So,
right.
You know, that's really a passion of mine. I think there's so much power in plants, and plants have such power to protect people against diseases, but you don't need to be, you know, so 100% gung-ho to get those benefits.
So there's sort of nothing's black and white. There's gray in nutrition, too, that you can go a different path, choose one or the other.
Yeah, you know, and food is so much about, you know, socializing and our history, mm-hmm. and our cultures and our families that, yeah, you know, I hate to think that someone's diet would stand in the way of participating in some of those, you know, meaningful moments in life that happen to have, you know, meat and animal products in there. So, you know, I tend to call it also like social carnivore-ism because it's, you know, when you're in these social situations, like at a baseball game wanting a hot dog or at a barbecue wanting a burger or, you know, at Thanksgiving wanting to have turkey or, you know, those kinds of things. I promote this plant-based diet. And, you know, I think a lot of times when it comes to, you know, National Nutrition Month and giving tips on, you know, what are the small things that you could do different to actually improve your nutrition this month and beyond, you know, I think choosing more plant-based proteins is a great idea. So instead of having like a chicken taco, you know, possibly it becomes a black bean taco. Or instead of having shrimp in a stir fry, possibly it becomes edamame in a stir fry or tofu in a stir fry. You know, those small little swaps, and not every single time, but once in a while, you know, more protein, more fiber, you know, than what people can consider a typical, you know, vegetarian bird food meal. They're actually hearty when you add those beans and those
plant-based
proteins.
Yeah, I looked at your recipes. You got some great on your website, having great ideas for, you know, different combinations. And combinations you talk about for snacking are having fiber with the protein, right? So that if you're having almonds, make sure you have an apple because they work together. How does that work, Dawn?
Yeah, so I call it the P&P snack. That is the thing I promote. The produce plus protein is the perfect snack.
Uh-huh.
And what I mean by that is it's not crackers, it's not granola bars, it's not sandwiches. You know, it's basically a piece of produce, so that could be fruits or vegetables, and a protein. So some of my favorites would be like a pear and string cheese, or an apple and almonds, as you mentioned, or celery and peanut butter. What happens is produce has a lot of water and fiber, and water and fiber actually push on your stomach walls to make you feel full. And then the protein component of that snack actually keeps that food in your stomach longer so you feel full longer. So you get full and stay full for, you know, maybe that bridge between meals is about 2 hours or so when you do that sort of strategic pairing between the produce and the protein. And so, you know, I find that to be also streamlining and simple, because we know people who do the best with maintaining a healthy body weight tend to have a lot of routine. They tend to not have 50 million different snack choices. They tend to go to some of the three or four very similar snacks over and over and over. Routine and getting into a system tends to make people stay healthy.
My husband has a large bucket of peanuts he drags out every night, and they're okay for you, just you have to have smaller portions, right? And portion distortion.
Oh, isn't it the truth? I mean, with food, there's two things. There are the choices we make, and then there are the portions we eat. So choices and portions. And if you don't pay attention to both, you're never going to get ahead. So even if you're picking the healthiest things in the world, if you overeat them, you're not going to be healthy. And then vice versa, if you pick very unhealthy things but keep them in the proper portion, you're not going to get optimal health either. So, you know, it's really looking at those two variables and trying your best and not being perfect, but making progress in both of those genres and domains.
And I think also, you know, you made a great point about protein shakes when you were on the show, because, you know, I think a lot of people think when they're going to diet, which is probably a bad word, I guess, but when you're going to cut back a bit, you think, oh, I'll have a protein shake. And you say that if that doesn't really satisfy you, you know, why do it? Because for me, it doesn't. I kind of want the toast and peanut butter, but I think, oh, is, you know, bread bad? So what's your take on that, Dawn?
Yeah, we know from research that fluids do not make you as full as actually chewing and eating food. So the concept of, you know, smoothies, which are also popular right now, tend to not be a very filling thing. That somebody would have a 300-calorie, you know, green shake or green smoothie in the morning, even if it has protein, even if it has fiber, even if it seems pretty well-rounded, the fact that you're drinking it rather than chewing and eating it will not make you as full as, for example, if you were having something like a bowl of oatmeal with a chopped apple and a bunch of walnuts on top with some cinnamon, for example. That would be a wonderful breakfast, and you can do the challenge yourself. I give people a 3-day challenge that, you know, change your breakfast to something like that oatmeal bowl with fruit and nuts, and you can see for yourself in 3 days how much more full you feel, not only just through the morning, but you feel more satisfied and less likely to overeat for the rest of the day, and you're less likely to oversnack. So, you know, take the challenge.
I think somehow maybe you feel ripped off, right? It's sort of a ritual if you're making toast or making the food. When you just drink it, doesn't feel like it registers or something.
Yeah, you know what? You hit it on the head. It really does not register that there are chemicals and sort of like our brain action when we chew and we have saliva being released and we have all these different peptides and neurons acting. So, you know, that ritual of chewing, it's very important. And, you know, on top of chewing well not only helps your digestion, but it slows you down. And people who eat slower meals naturally eat less. So they're not forcing themselves to eat 30% less. They naturally want 30% less when they're chewing their food more. So, I mean, that's win-win. Better digestion, eating less naturally, you know, so that's another tip of the month is sort of, you know, just enjoy your food and really slow down and chew it.
Yeah, I think we do have to enjoy a lot more, right? Not worry about it so much. And we were talking about bread. You know, bread has come and gone and people don't eat bread, you know, knock it out of your diet. The same thing for me. I always feel like if I drop breads, then I kind of gain weight afterwards because I can't wait to have more.
Yeah, you know, you're so right. You know, I have the mantra of cut down, not out. So, you know, if there's any a food that, you know, really kind of haunts individuals, you know, whether that be peanut butter overeating or bread overeating or pizza overeating, the idea is that, you know, when you want to lose weight and try and get to a healthy body weight, it does not make sense to cut something out because exactly the pendulum is going to swing the other way. So restriction always leads to binge. So you can't do a full restriction because you will have a binge at some point. So the better option is sort of just to be more moderate. So, you know, I really like the concept of, you know, for bread, for example, is, yeah, maybe you're setting a limit that it's not 6 pieces a day, you know, but that maybe, you know, that piece in the morning is great, or an open-faced sandwich in the afternoon is great. And so it's still getting that bread feel, but it's not as much as maybe people would normally do.
And when we get older, Dawn, you know, starting in our 20s, 30s, metabolism slowing down, and you get into your 50s and you could have gained 10, 15 pounds. What are some small steps to sort of turn that around a bit?
Yeah, you know, it is it is definitely a fact of life that our muscles naturally will atrophy, and muscles are part of our metabolism. The fewer we have, the less calories we burn. So one of the best things you can do is just stay muscular, and you do that by, you know, maintaining physical activity. So staying active is a wonderful thing when it comes to maintaining your metabolic rate. And then second is to make sure that you are eating more vegetables in relation to other things on your plate. So, you know, if somebody's having a pizza and salad, that's great. But, you know, as we age, we get less and less calories. So it's eating a little bit less pizza and a little bit more salad, since a bite of vegetables has about 4 or 5 times fewer calories than any other food. And it happens to have tons of nutrition. So a bigger salad, a little less pizza, and that's going to help you along the way with maintaining weight over the years.
I hear that when you get older, you can't eat like your teenager. You know,
yep.
Shouldn't be having the same diet. It's,
you know, as much activity as you can put on, you know, to try and help you maintain that same caloric level over time would be great. But most of us we just don't have the time in the day to add 90 minutes of exercise every single day. So, so a lot of it is just small tweaks to your food and just trying to maintain activity. About 150 minutes per week is sort of the sweet spot for trying to prevent diseases when it comes to, you know, staying active.
150. And then if you wanted to lose a few pounds, you have the deficit of 500 calories. Are you a calorie counter, Dawn? Or
it's a funny phenomenon. Calorie counting tends to be a little bit obsessive, but being totally oblivious of calories won't ever get you to your goal weight. So I practice and I teach my patients something in the middle, which is called calorie consciousness. So being conscious that your meals are maybe around 400 calories and your snacks are around 150 calories, but not counting every morsel, it tends to be a very good way to do it, because that tends to be, for most women, a 1,500 calorie diet, which, you know, without counting every nugget, that's about right. And for men, it's a little bit more. For somebody who's more active, it might be a little bit more. But in general, it's a good rule of thumb to be conscientious of calories, but not necessarily obsessively counting every last one.
Dawn, I love your advice. It's so good. It's kind of gentle, right? It's like, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. And it seems doable. You know, you make it seem like, you know, it's not a huge hill to climb.
Well, you know, and I think that is one of the things I've learned with working with patients, and even, you know, having kid gloves on with my own self, is any time that I'm trying to motivate myself, if I do it out of negativity, if I'm like, come on, Dawn, you know you can do this, like, get going, it's never as motivating as doing it in a little bit more of a positive way, that, you know what, hey, you did a pretty good job today. I bet tomorrow you can do this plus a little bit extra. You know, so the sort of pep talk we would give a child to get them motivated and excited about a task somehow gets lost as we get older, somehow gets lost on ourselves, and we talk nastier to ourselves than we would ever talk to another human being. So, you know, I like the idea that you're picking up that, you know, I find it very important that we make progress, we make changes, we push ourselves to do better than we did the day before, but we can always do it in a gentle, kind, loving, and positive way.
Well, Dawn, it's been great to talk to you on your birthday weekend. I hope you'll come back on the show. If you want any more information, Dawn, your website is?
It's my full name, DawnJacksonBlattner.com.
And there's all kinds of information there. You can also look up Dawn on my website, Lifestyle with Patty Mack. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, Dawn, and I'm so glad you came on the show, because I thought you were so inspirational that day, and please do come back and join us again.
Thank you so much. Have a healthy day.
You bet. Have fun with your family. And
thanks.
We're back in a minute with Tracy.
Time is not on our side. Act now with your future in mind. Financial market volatility is fact, and those facts are worrisome. Put your financial needs in the hands of successful and proven wealth management advisors. Todd Vaughn and Alan Bevan, through TD Waterhouse Private Investment Advice and the TD Bank Group, bring you the kind of guidance and strength you need in today's market. Call them today at 250-953-6015 and stop worrying.
TD Waterhouse Private Investment Advice is a division of TD Waterhouse Canada Inc., member Canadian Investor Protection Fund.
Charlie, we're getting married.
I've been in an accident. We need an ambulance. In the space
of a heartbeat. Saving Hope is coming back to CTV.
This can't happen. He could die.
I'm in a coma.
The hit medical drama left you wanting more.
Come on, Charlie, stay with me.
I know he wants to be kept alive.
CTV Saving Hope returns after the Olympics.
I will not say goodbye to you.
Thursday at 9.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
It's partly cloudy downtown, 20 degrees. Good morning, I'm Kyle Reynolds. Police in Victoria are asking for help in locating a missing man. Frederick Vickers and his wife are visiting from Abbotsford, but Vickers, who suffers from Alzheimer's, was reported missing last night when he drove off in the family car. The 76-year-old is thought, make that 78-year-old, is thought to be in a green 2008 Honda CR-V. He's described as 5'6" with a medium build. He was last seen wearing a blue windbreaker and khakis. You can see a photo of Vickers on our website, cfax1070.com. Family believe he may be trying to return to Abbotsford, where he's from. If you think you see Vickers, you are asked to contact Victoria Police. Republican Mitt Romney appeared for the first time this morning with his newly named running mate, and he and Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan immediately launched an attack on President Barack Obama for what they call a record of failure. Romney says Ryan is a man of character.
In a city that's far too often characterized by pettiness and personal attacks, Paul Ryan is a shining exception. He doesn't demonize his opponents. He understands that honorable people can have honest differences.
Ryan is the primary author of conservative budget proposals popular with America's Tea Party movement. And weather permitting, Canadians are in for a celestial treat this weekend as the Perseid meteor shower, the best meteor shower of the year, reaches its peak. Hundreds of shooting stars will blaze across the skies during the pre-dawn hours of tomorrow morning. Perseid can be seen anytime after 10 p.m. Eric Briggs of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada says, in fact, sky gazers will get a little bit extra if they stay up really late tonight.
While you're out there, anybody who happens to be observing will be able to, especially if you stay out very late, and it's of course nice that it's a Saturday night so there's no work the next day, as sunrise becomes close, the moon will rise, accompanied by the planets Jupiter and Venus, and they'll be all very tightly clustered together in the eastern part of the sky.
The Perseid meteor shower happens when the Earth passes through a stream of debris from a comet named Swift Tuttle. After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Pang residents. Still no correct answer to our newsmaker question, though, so after the news at noon, our jackpot will be $762 from Glenwood Meats at 1245 Parkdale Road in Langford. And a brief look at CFAX weather. Clear today with a high of 24 degrees, a few clouds overnight, low of about 11, and tomorrow sunny with a high of 25. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:34.
Now, Straight Talk. Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070. Now, Straight Talk. Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. We've got more motivation on the way. Later in the show, Emily Kaufman from LA is going to be on the show. She's a travel expert, the travel mum. She's going to be talking also about her new blog, 49 to 50, all these things you want on your bucket list before you turn 50. Joining me now is Tracy O'Brien. She has O'Brien Prosperity Systems, your roadmap to synergy and success. How are you, Tracy?
I'm doing awesome, Patty. How are you?
I'm just great, thank you. We're having a great show here, Tracy, and you're here to lead the way again with ways that we can motivate ourselves, change our lives. You're giving workshops all across the country and Hawaii, soon to be. What do you work on? I know there's four different areas, starting with spiritual, to kind of shake it up for people.
I think most people are going through life not really knowing why they're here, mm-hmm. what they want out of life. And unless you have that burning dream and desire, unless you've got something you really want out of life, and you're not just being a wandering generality, not just floating through life day to day, you will never have the motivation to change. It takes that strong dream, that strong desire, but most people don't even know where to start figuring that out.
You know, I've found that it's taken till almost this year in my life to sort of look at my own life and see what I want to do with it in a way. And mm-hmm. I think we spend so much time on other people and other things that when we slow down enough to sort of look at it, to put ourselves first.
Exactly. And as women, we tend to do that way too much. We're giving to everybody, which is not a bad thing. But we tend to leave ourselves out of the equation, and by the time we figure out this is a bad thing, we're exhausted, depressed, depleted, and really don't have a whole lot of use for most of the people in our lives. So I'm trying to circumvent that and help women especially to get some balance.
Well, and you have a book coming out, Change, The Hand You've Been Dealt. So that's sort of implying, Tracy, that no matter what we come from, that doesn't have to sort of be who we are now?
Absolutely. So many people feel like they've been dealt this hand in life, and that's what they're stuck with. And that is not true in any way, shape, or form. I've had a long history of abuse in my life. Mm-hmm. I've come from homelessness, starvation, a marriage that just about killed me. I'm living life large, happy, and successful today because I chose not to accept that mindset that this is my lot in life.
Is that how you came about this career, Tracy?
I figured I'd been through hell so much, it might as well benefit somebody, not just me, from what all I've learned. You know, it's when you're wading through crap up to your nose, mm-hmm. the thing that keeps you going sometimes is knowing that someday this will be fertilizer. Not just in my garden, but in somebody else's.
I think if you look at your life like a book, every time anything happens, you think it's like a chapter and, you know, it might be a good story down the road. That way you get through it. But mm-hmm. for you, you know, a lot of people go to the dark side when they've had a lot of stuff. What was it, that spirit inside of you that we all have that kind of guided you out? Or did someone give you a hand up to get you to where you are?
God kept me from going over the deep end. The marriage was never happy. It was 24 years of misery and of trying to make it work. And when you're the only one trying, that's just never going to happen. And it was just hanging on to God with both hands that got me through it and got me out of it. And by that point, I was just a shadow of the person I used to be. That's when a lot of other people that came into my life really helped, because they helped me regain my strength, helped me get back on my feet and stand up for myself, because I didn't have those resources anymore.
And we do have to stand up for ourselves. And there's four areas, and spirituality is one of them. There's a higher power for all of us, no matter what you may call it, that we can draw on. I always tell my kids, you know, when you're, there's always someone you can talk to. So what are the four areas, Tracy?
There is the spiritual that we just talked about.
Yep.
There's the social. What do our relationships look like in the home, at work, in our business? There's the financial. Obviously, we need to have a certain degree of wealth. Who wants to be poor and not be able to pay their bills at the end of the month? There's also my mind going blank.
Physical.
Don't you love that physical? Thank you.
If I don't write it down, I don't remember anything, Tracy.
Oh, I know what you mean. There's the physical. What I'm seeing is people are focusing on success in one area. They're neglecting the others. Wealth without the health or the relationships, that's a really empty success. Mm-hmm. The same with having great relationships, and you can't pay your bills. I'm teaching people how to live their life with synergy. Every single area being happy, fulfilling, and prosperous. Because I've had to study every single one of those areas and apply and make it that way in my life. So why not take all that wisdom that I've gained over 50 years of living and help people compress the time it takes to have that synergy?
We'll be back in a minute and talk about some of your seminars or workshops coming up and where people can get a hold of you and a little more about motivation.
Adam Sterling here. Join us every weekday noon hour here at CFAX 1070 for the day's most comprehensive look at news, sports, and weather. Plus, we discuss and debate the issues of the day with the Lunch Bunch.
Adam Sterling and the Lunch Bunch on CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Right now, Jill is wailing on her guitar. But a year ago, it was just a dream.
Then she started building her rebate at Peninsula Co-op. Fuel for the car, coffee at the convenience store, visits to the touchless car wash. And when she got her rebate check, she made that guitar hers. Maybe next year's rebate will pay for lessons. Peninsula Co-op members got 5 cents per liter on all fuel purchases last year. Visit your local co-op today.
Stop, fill it up at your co-op. Moving ahead by Kingdom.
I'll get the Smuggler's Clubhouse sandwich with fries and an iced tea.
Okay, want a second floor reno on that clubhouse? That's where we take out the middle piece of bread.
Nice one.
When they say they're the friendliest little pub in Victoria, they mean it. Smuggler's Cove Pub in Cadborough Bay Village. Open from 11:30 to 11:30 Monday to Saturday. Sunday brunch from 11 to 2. And a great lineup of Victoria craft beers every single day. Smuggler's Cove Pub, the friendliest little pub in Victoria. Daily specials online at smugglerscovepub.com.
A shared passion for power, performance, and innovative techniques? That's Integrity Sales in Husqvarna. As a Husqvarna dealer, Integrity Sales carries all Husqvarna power equipment, from brush cutters, weed eaters, chainsaws, lawn mowers, lawn tractors, to a full line of parts and accessories. Count on Integrity Sales to keep you working efficiently with the power of Husqvarna. Integrity Sales, your Greater Victoria authorized Husqvarna dealer. 2180 Keating Cross Road, where the professionals shop.
Shop with confidence at Save On Foods. We're priced right. Super warehouse packs of fresh top sirloin grilling steak, aged at least 14 days and guaranteed tender, just $3.99 a pound. Or simply orange or apple juice, 1.75 liters, now at half price. Plus, for exclusive offers on products you want, sign up at saveonfoods.com. Save On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Good morning. This is Lisa with the CFAX Community Cruiser. I am in the Chosen at the 18th Annual Bite Me Fishing Derby. The derby is being held at Petter Bay RV Resort. It is going on today and tomorrow, so come on down and join in on the fun. There is a barbecue going on, as well as raffle tickets being sold. Lots of cool prizes to be won. It's a great day to be outside. We couldn't have asked for nicer weather. If you like fishing, then come on down and see what everyone's catching. So far, there has been one fish weigh in at 25.2 pounds. Later on this afternoon, I will be at Beacon Hill Park. There will be tons of activity going on there today, including a band playing. So if you're in the neighborhood, definitely stop by. The CFAX Community Cruiser will be out and about all day, so keep your eye out for us. I've got tons of free stuff I'll be giving out, so come on down and say hi. That's your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress on CFAX 1070.
We're back with Tracy O'Brien, O'Brien Prosperity Systems. Financial too, Tracy. How do we work finances into it? Because, you know, it is important that we need money to succeed in some form or another. How did you go about kind of getting your act together and moving forward with the finances?
Well, I tried a number of different things. I always knew I had a gift for teaching, but it just didn't seem to be the right time. I went into real estate investing. I owned a cafe for a while. I tried some different things. Found out both of those were fine, but they weren't giving me life.
Mm-hmm.
And I find people will take any job just to have a job or step into something just to have money coming in. But in the long run, it's a mistake because it's killing them. They're so stressed. They're not enjoying themselves. And when we're not enjoying ourselves, our subconscious starts to work against it.
Mm-hmm.
And we wind up not succeeding in that field because we're not happy, we're not enjoying it. We wind up shooting ourselves in the foot quite frequently. So I lead people into finding out what is their passion in life. Because when you can throw your all into a field, your chances of success have increased astronomically.
We were just talking to our first guest, same thing, talking about, you know, doing something you love. She's in nutrition. So what you're doing now feeds your soul. So all the stuff you've learned has come to this point. Now, how do people get a hold of you if they want to know more about what you offer, Tracy?
The best thing to do is go to www.prospernow.me. I've got two free gifts there on the site for everyone.
Beautiful.
One is Designing the Life You Would Love. Let's find out what it is you really want out of life, because you're not going to be motivated to make any changes until you do. And the second is I will give your listeners a free half-hour strategy session with me, and we'll get them started on that road to having a life that's fulfilling and happy.
Awesome. And you can also look me up. It's lifestylewithpattymack.com. Tracy, you've got some seminars or workshops coming up. You've got one in Hawaii coming up.
Yeah,
lucky I'm dog.
I know. My partner works in Hawaii for half of the year.
Oh.
So I don't see him from October till, you know, this Monday will be the first time I've seen him since
lucky dog. No,
November.
I'm kidding.
I know. It's terrible having to go to Hawaii to see your sweetheart.
Tough,
I know.
Tough. It's always a honeymoon for you two then.
Pretty much. It's, you know, we get to, you know, stick together until it's time to leave and you get the chance to miss each other, but we're getting kind of tired of the missing each other.
Yeah, I guess. Well, listen, it's been great talking to you, Tracy. May you prosper more, and I'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure.
Sounds great, Patty. Have an awesome day.
Thank you so much. Our motivation just continues because I've got another great person on the phone from L.A., which is Emily Kaufman, who is the travel mom. She's also got a blog, 49 to 50. I saw her the other day and again was inspired and contacted her, and I'm happy to have Emily here. How are you doing, Emily?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, are you back in L.A. or are you still in Orlando?
I got back home in L.A. late last night around 11 o'clock.
Oh.
And as you know, I've been going really hard and living life really fully and just having a ball.
You sure are. Now, listen, you've been married 24 years and you've got two kids.
I have.
And what are
I have two kids. Sorry, go ahead.
What ages are they, Emily?
My kids are both off to university. And my son is just about 22 and my daughter is 19. So that's what's freed me up to be able to go on all these adventures.
Now tell me, Emily, having your kids kind of move on, how has that affected you? Was it tough at first? Did you have the empty nest syndrome?
I have to be honest, I had tremendous anxiety about this happening. But kind of the dirty little secret about the empty nest thing is that the anticipation is way worse than the actual goodbye.
That's great, Emily.
Come home and mess up the whole routine.
You know, I think that's so true in life, though, isn't it? About everything that, you know, when people are sick, you know, when people die, it's horrible, but it's going through things is so hard. The pre thing, as opposed to just dealing with life when it happens. But when we think about it, we stew a lot, I think, and then that's, you know, compounds it.
You know what's really exciting for me? I've been the travel mom since 1996, and I have been incredibly fortunate and been able to travel and see great places with my kids and share advice and direction with other people as the travel mom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this next chapter is sort of what happens when the travel mom has the empty nest. And I turned 49 in January, and I'm challenging myself to have 49 first-time experiences before I turn 50. And it's not necessarily all the adrenaline-pumping, heart-stopping, thrill-seeking stuff. Some of it is doing things that make me very uncomfortable. I was in Phoenix last weekend, and I'm terrified of snakes.
Mm.
And I went to the Phoenix Herpetological Society, which is the place where, fancy word for where they study snakes.
The snake place.
I got an education about snakes and what they were doing in their behavior. And by the end of my hour with this man, I was able to hold a huge boa constrictor around
me. Oh, my gosh.
And a little python. And it was... that's actually going to get posted up on my blog that you mentioned. It's the number 49, the word before 50.
49 before 50, right. And it's really 49. Good. There's great stories.
I actually had the good fortune 2 weeks ago to be in Alberta.
I saw that. Your dog sledding?
Which is really exciting. And I was able to go dog sledding. I was able to take an ice hike in Grotto Canyon on the Frozen Creek. I was able to go in the Banff Hot Springs.
Isn't Banff beautiful?
Oh, it was absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, we go there every year. It's gorgeous.
Well, the reality is also, Patty, sometimes things are not going to be comfortable, and I'm not really a cold weather person by nature. When I go on holiday, I kind of think of the beach and tropical and balmy. So to do this was really pushing myself, and wow, was it spectacular. And I am so grateful that I did it.
Now, does your hubby go along in these, or are you solo?
Well, there's always, I think of myself as Batman with a whole lot of Robins. And there are certain things my husband enjoys doing with me. We're going to go to Park City together in a few weeks. And then I have a friend of mine, one of my best girlfriends, came with me to Orlando on all these adventures this week. And I had a different friend come with me to do something else. I actually took my nieces and my dad along to the Phoenix Herpetological Society for moral support.
Wow.
So it takes a village.
Maybe I'll be one of your Robins, Emily.
I'm a friend broad. I would love that. You know, Patty, my philosophy is that life is for living, and why not? And what are we waiting for? And if not now, when?
When I saw you, I thought I have to have you on. We're going to come back in a minute. I want to talk about how you came up with your bucket list. Back in a minute with Emily.
Beige. It's safe. It's boring. It's not for you or your bathroom. And why should it be? When you have over 70 colors to choose from, you can create endless possibilities, like a peppered ivory vanity top or a smoky topaz shower wall. Say goodbye to beige. Say hello to Tiberian. You'll find it at Island Marble, your exclusive Tiberian dealer. Call them today to arrange your free estimate. Victoria's Island Marble, your bath and kitchen expert since 1966.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a three-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
We are back on the phone from LA. We have Emily Kaufman, who is the travel mom, but also she's 49 before 50, the blog that's talking about all her adventures before she turns 50. Now, Emily, how did you come up with that bucket list of things you want to do?
You know, I don't even really think of it as a bucket list. I think of it as first-time experiences of things that I want to conquer or do or experience. As a travel mom, I've been really lucky and been able to see and do a lot of things. But there are certain things about being comfortable in your own skin that really seem to happen as you get older,
mm-hmm.
with a confidence and a poise. And I used to look
wearing
at women.
I think you mean wearing poise, Emily.
Well, I'm not there yet.
I'm kidding. I digress. So, carry on.
But, you know, maybe that's a good idea for a corporate sponsor for me. I should be going after them.
There you go.
But I just really wanted to get comfortable in my skin. There used to be women I would look at of a certain age that had just this air about them, and I couldn't wait to be one of them. Sort of the I don't care, this I'm going for it kind of attitude. And my gosh, I'm be 50 years old. What am I waiting for? It's time.
Yeah, and I think fears we have sort of dissipate more because it's, yeah, like you say, life for living today.
Well, and I can do anything for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, you know, whatever, thrill ride, or it's going to be okay. Last week, I went hang gliding for the first time.
Ooh, how was that?
So different than what I had anticipated.
Yeah.
Peaceful and calming, and I expected it to be this intense yelling, woohoo, wee, and it's not. It's just so quiet up there, and it's got to be the closest thing to being a bird.
Oh, cool.
That you can imagine.
I don't like heights, but are you fearful?
You're not even feeling. I don't like heights either.
Yeah.
I can get anxiety about that.
Yeah.
It's funny what we fear, what we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things I've learned about this 49 before 50. My fears come from what I don't understand.
That's true.
And when somebody takes the time to explain it to me, it takes the fear away a little bit more. and I'm able to understand it and go with it and do it.
You're a wise gal, Emily. You must be making your kids and your husband very proud to show that you're just going for it.
You know, my heart is just so happy. My 19-year-old daughter posted something last week on her Facebook page, so proud of my mom.
Wow.
Never seen her work this hard. Well, that just makes me thrilled. I do want to mention that I have a Facebook page at The Travel Mom. I do not sell anything. I'm not paid to promote anything on there. In fact, quite the opposite. I give stuff away. We gave away a trip this whole week. I've been running a contest to jump off the roof of the Stratosphere Hotel in Las Vegas.
Oh, my gosh. I saw that. You did that.
I did that.
Oh, and how horrible was that?
You know, it was exciting. It was very symbolic for me. It was one of the first things I did.
Wow.
And just taking the leap of faith and going into the unknown with confidence.
Oh, my gosh.
And really a metaphor for this next chapter of my life.
I don't know if I could jump. I don't know if I could do that. Oh, man, that's
sure
so brave.
Sure you could.
Okay.
Sure you could. You got to just tell yourself, you know, and anything's possible.
That's true. Now, you are the travel expert, the travel mom. Spring break is here in Canada, like the school district's off the next few weeks. What are some great ideas if you've got a family, say with teens? Where are some places to go to this time of year?
Well, there are just such a huge wide variety of places. Anaheim and Orange County in California, I think everybody immediately thinks of Disneyland.
Yeah.
And Disneyland, yes, is there, but there are so many other cool things to do there. There's surfing in Huntington Beach. There's great dinner activities like Medieval Times and Battle of the Dance. There's flying in planes out of Long Beach Airport. And it's really easy to get there. Lots of nonstop flights from you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Directly into John Wayne Airport, into Orange County. So I'm a huge, huge fan of that. But even locally, what I just did, I went to that little town in Canmore.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Canmore is a beautiful little town.
A beautiful little resort town. I think everybody thinks of Banff. Mm-hmm. And Banff is gorgeous, but it's a little more pricey and a little more resorty. Mm-hmm. You can go just disconnect from everything and reconnect with your kids and be out there in nature and see gorgeous, amazing things. And it's an easy car ride.
Now, have you been to Vancouver Island yet, Emily?
I have been to Vancouver Island. One of my children is an athlete and competed in an international soccer tournament. I was able to spend a lot of time in Vancouver because that's where the tournament took place and fell in love with everything there. That's a great place to slow down.
Yeah, and we're on the island, of course, right across from Vancouver, and Victoria is the capital of British Columbia. And a lot of the cruise ships come up here when they go to Alaska, so you'll have to book a cruise and come by and say hi.
I will tell you, I would love to come by and say hi. I have done that cruise to Alaska.
Of course you have. You're the travel mom. You've done everything. What am I telling you?
You ever want to feel your place in the world? We sometimes get caught up thinking our problems are so big and what we do is such a heavy decision. You sit on that inside passage on a cruise ship in Alaska and look outside and you feel, holy cow, I'm just a piece of something really big.
Yeah. You got some great advice, Emily. One thing to tell people before we go away, that to motivate them to sort of check off some things off the things they want to do list.
The philosophy I've just started saying is, if not now, when?
If not,
and
when?
And what am I waiting for, and why not?
And why not. Excellent. Now, how do people get a hold of you again, Emily?
Well, through my Facebook page, The Travel Mom. I will respond to every single thing. I love to have it be a forum where we dialogue about travel and excitement and adventure, not me just talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
So I would welcome any new fans that want to come along and join in on our fun.
And also 49 Before 50, the blog. Have a good read today because it's excellent. Emily, it's been a great show. We've talked to Dawn Jackson-Blattner about nutrition, Tracy O'Brien about prosperity, and Emily about many things. And it's a pleasure, and I hope you'll come back on the show again.
Oh, I'd be delighted. Thank you for even thinking of me.
Oh, Emily, you're great. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, everybody, for listening today. It's been a great show. TJ, as always. Until we meet again, guys, get out there and enjoy.